Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I hope you're having a great Wednesday. Going to be a great run to the weekend. NFL playoffs and all. And yes, I'm getting a little bit nervous. I will admit that. Good morning to you, Hugh. What up?
Good morning, John Fricke. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing good. In the middle of the week, hump day and all that kind of good stuff.
Hump day?
Yeah.
Hump day.
How about the Hawks last night, huh?
Man.
Wow.
That was pretty impressive. Now, somebody told me last game, like when they beat OKC, that when they were walking the court, that they didn't want to shake their hands. I didn't see that. I did not see that. But somebody on my Twitter account said that that OKC, when they walked off the court, that they didn't want to shake the Hawks' hands. I don't know. That was a good game, though. I mean, that was a game where, you know, you talk about the last couple games that they've been in. They looked a little tired. John Collins came out with a lot of energy last night. He was like the catalyst for them. I mean, that's a good win for you. That's a good quality win. You know, we were talking about it a few weeks ago. I can't remember who did they beat that we were talking about. Was it – I can't remember. But they've had some good quality wins. It was the Sixers. I was thinking Sixers, but I wasn't sure. Yeah, it was Philadelphia. They've got some good quality wins under their belt.
Yeah, they're winning games, and they're winning good quality games, even at the expense of their own ping pong ball status. And last night, they put up a season high 142 points in beating Oklahoma City. And now Oklahoma City, obviously, frustrated about their defense, 142-126. But the Hawks made 18 of 37 three-pointers. Now, here's why last night's game is a little peek into the window. A, Hugh, Torian Prince was back. And he's been limited in, you know, when his return. But he was back. He played 13 minutes last night. John Collins had another big game. Trae Young had a really big game. He schooled Dennis Schroeder. 24-11 for Trae Young.
He was supposed to. I mean, you know, you got the guy that used to play the position that you're playing now come back. You kind of have to give him a little bit of chicken. You got to give him some of that. Because you want people to see why they moved on from him. And John Collins, you know, had a chance to really – been watching the last couple games, John. I think he has the makings of being a real big star in the NBA. And I'm not talking about just on the court. I'm talking about he's charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
He plays hard. And I think that he's going to be one of those guys that you know, when this thing does turn around, people are really going to gravitate towards him if they're not doing it already.
Right, yeah. And this is what I think is interesting, because I think last night was a little kind of peek in a window into what the future might be. Now, Lloyd Pierce, we know, is a development guy. That's why they hired him as a development guy. And I've been saying all along that I think – And I stand by this statement that the Hawks have the right people in place right now to be a very good basketball team. When I say very good, I'm talking about serious contender in the East in about 3 years, maybe two from now. And you have the core nucleus of those young guys. Prince is back with John Collins and Trae Young. And finally, we're going to get a chance because of the injuries early in the year to John Collins, the illness and injury that Torian Prince just went through. To actually get these three guys kind of on the same page. Yes, Alex Lynn had a big game last night. It's nice to see him there. Kevin Huerter is another guy that maybe we start, you know, maybe we start, we keep talking, I keep talking about the three, Hugh, in Torian Prince, John Collins, and Trae Young. Do I have to start thinking about putting Kevin Huerter into that group about the future?
He's played well. I don't know about that, but he's played well. I'll tell you what, they have a good mix. They have a good mix of young players, and then when you think about what could potentially be here next year, I think that they have a good thing going. That I really do. I think it's going to be it's definitely going to be exciting to see how they grow and evolve as this thing, you know, progresses. But John Collins, to me, I think that when it's all said and done, that he's going to be the one that is going to be like the face of the Atlanta Hawks, in my opinion.
Yeah, the Hawks certainly a win, as you said. They're getting nice wins, and occasionally when they put together a game like this, because eventually, Hugh, what Lloyd Pierce wants to have, I'm gonna step back for a second. Kevin Huerter, all right. What Lloyd Pierce wants to have is Kevin Huerter coming off the bench and being a sniper. What Lloyd Pierce wants is what Trae Young was able to do last night when he's knocking down threes. What Lloyd Pierce wants is to be able to run and gun like Golden State did last night. What Lloyd Pierce wants is the same thing that Travis Schlenk wants, which is to be a high-scoring, run-and-gun shooting team that puts up a lot of wins and is very difficult to guard and very difficult to contain. And when they played last night, that's the kind of game that they want to see consistently in the future, next year and beyond. And so that's why I'm saying that when the Hawks do get good, and mind you, Hugh, I am firmly of a belief the Hawks are going to get good. And when they get good, this town is going to be Hawks crazy at some point.
They still have to, like last night, they still have to correct that turnover thing, because they had 18 turnovers last night.
Yeah.
You know, they had 18 turnovers.
They are worst in the NBA in that.
Yeah,
right?
and you know, but I know that's because of the style that they play. That's a big concern. But once they get that you know, taken care of, they'll be a formidable opponent. But that turnover situation they have to address that.
We are talking about a number of the headlines this morning here to start the show. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh. Wendy's here, Daryl's here, Arthur's here. Everybody's in the building as we get set for this remainder of the show on Wednesday. Other big news, of course, is the situation surrounding Tack McKinley. Here's what we know. Tack McKinley, late last night, detained. Now, some people said, Tack was arrested. No, he wasn't arrested, okay? Let's just clear that up. There's a gulf of difference between being detained by police and being arrested. He's being detained for his own good. Tack McKinley was detained by LAPD, is undergoing a mental evaluation. TMZ reported, and they were the first to report, so we're really the only to report, that Tack was in a hotel when a friend became concerned for his well-being. What that means, we don't know, but the friend called police. The Falcons have responded. Dan Quinn has issued a statement, and he said this, Hugh. We were recently made aware of a situation involving Tack in L.A. earlier. Anytime a situation that occurs could be related to mental health issues, we take it very seriously. We will do everything we possibly can to support and assist Tack, as our players' mental and physical well-being are always our top priority. McKinley's been cooperating with the police. He has not been arrested, okay? This is a situation that is it's a health issue and not a crime issue, all right? So we're just kind of waiting on further word with Tack McKinley.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the unfortunate thing is when you read stories like that, I know in the media it has to give you some kind of context of him and what type of person he is or whatever, but then they went back to his you know, when he got drafted, what he said and how he was loud and boisterous and everything like that, and then they talked about his contract and things of that nature. We don't know. We don't know what's going on with Tack. And so I think at this point it's he, like you said, he didn't get arrested. So let's just let this story play out. You know, just find out all the facts as much as we possibly can before we pass judgment on him, because, you know, we tend to do that quite a bit. We tend to do that quite a bit is pass judgment before we get all the facts. So let's just get all the facts before we try to, you know, talk about what has happened and what hasn't happened.
Right, exactly. We have no idea what has happened. All we know is that a friend became concerned for his well-being, okay? Again, Tack did nothing wrong, though. And you're right, Hugh, because, you know, when the story first broke and I linked it on Twitter, there were a couple of people saying, you know, I mean, he got arrested. No, he didn't get arrested. I mean, read the story. I mean, reading is fundamental here, okay? Tack has an issue, and they're dealing with the issue, and the Falcons are going to deal with the issue today, and we wish the best for Tack McKinley. And, you know, somebody asked, well, what does this mean for the team? And the answer is, Hugh, we have no idea what it means for the team. We don't know what it means for Tack.
Well, first of all, I think the biggest thing and the most important thing is to make sure that Tack is okay.
Right.
I mean, you know, I understand that, you know, you're a fan of the Falcons and the folks that asked that question. And I know you concerned about your football team and how he's going to go out there and get your sacks and all that other good stuff. But his mental health is the first and foremost. It's at the forefront. I mean, really. I understand, you know, you worried about your fantasy roster and your defensive schemes and all that good stuff. That's cool. But this cat, if I look at it like this, John, mm-hmm. the little bit of the story that I do know, if my friend calls the police to come see about me, there is something there that needs to be addressed, you know, because that's not nothing that you would normally just outright do, just call the cops, say, hey, come get him because I'm concerned about him. So let's figure that out first and make sure that he's okay before we worry about him getting back on the football field and getting sacks and all this other stuff.
Yeah, and people were asking things like, you know, they were sitting on Twitter and, you know, saying to us, you know, well, did you not see this? Did you not know? Know what? We don't know anything, okay? We don't know anything.
I got a few of those. I got a few of those. And I think it's just people just trying to, you know, keep us abreast of what's going on. You know, they know because like sometimes when the mics are off, you know, we have lives that we have to follow. So they're just trying to keep us abreast. I didn't look at it as a negative when they did that. But at the same time, like the same thing that you're telling us to do, you probably need to do the same thing and read the story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we have to read the story so that we won't get in trouble on the air. So how about, you know, you read do the same thing so you won't, you know, pass judgment on the young man until we figure out exactly what happened.
And to answer the question about those people about, well, you know, again, what do I know of Tack? I mean, I only know of Tack of my interactions with Hugh, you know, with him at Camper, you know, in the locker room and whatnot. He's always struck me as being a vibrant kind of outgoing guy. I like Tack a lot. I think he's an interesting character.
I say this, John. He's a little different. I mean, but to play that position, I say this to Daryl, and Daryl knows this. You have to be a little different to play that position. It's just the nature of the beast. And like I said, again, I just hope that he's okay. I hope this is nothing that's going to be, you know, ongoing or that's going to hinder him from playing. But the first and foremost, again, it's all about his health.
And so as we follow some of the headlines last night, Georgia fell to Kentucky in college basketball in Athens. That was Tom Crean against John Calipari, two old foes against each other. Kentucky won 60-49. I hope Dog basketball fans are a little bit patient. Tom Crean will get some talent into Athens in the not-too-distant future. Also, Atlanta United signed a 19-year-old star yesterday from England, from the third division in England. They're going to put him in the academy, and maybe another guy and Dion Pereira, who could be a star in the future. That set against the news that The Athletic was reporting that it's going to be a done deal. And this is not a surprise, but boy, is it good to hear that Joseph Martinez will sign a long-term deal with Atlanta United. When we say long-term, we're talking like a 5-year deal with Atlanta United. So Joseph is not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. The only thing that will be interesting to see is how much money Joseph makes, because the highest-paid player in Major League Soccer, he made $7 million last year, and that was Sebastian Giovinco in Toronto. And then there was kind of a gap, and guys like Joseph were making somewhere around two, okay, like 1.5 to 2. Are we going to start seeing those salaries start to creep way up? Is Joseph going to kind of set a new bar? Is he going to get $5 or $6 million a year?
If I'm his agent, I'm trying. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm shooting at Jay. MVP has his privileges, John.
We mentioned college basketball. There's a story in college basketball that we kind of wanted to chop up last night that we're going to take a crack at. Did you see the story and the suggestion? Now, this is a media story, mind you. Zion Williams should skip out in the rest of the season. Should he do that? It's an interesting question. Next.
Players' mental and physical well-being are always our top priority. McKinley cooperated and left with police and was not arrested for a crime. To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now, Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil is 5 quarts for just $28.95, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Tanitra Batiste from the Kia Studios on your home for Saturday's Hawks-Celtics game, tip-off at 7:30. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
The third annual Game Bowl Paper Football Championship is coming Saturday, January 26th at Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs. The third annual Game Bowl Paper Football Championship.
Join us as we watch our paper football gladiators battle it out for $1,000.
From Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a safe drive in. A lot kind of shaking in the big city as we get ready for the big game. Of course, Sports Radio 92.9. The Game is your home of Super Bowl 53. And during the week of the Super Bowl, we're going to be broadcasting, Hugh and I, well, the whole station is going to be broadcasting from down at the NFL Experience all week long.
All right, Radio Row.
Yay.
I finally made it. Mom, I made it to Radio Row.
Yeah, but I will say this. I've seen the layout. There's one thing. I've been on Radio Row where the way Radio Row works, there's literally rows, okay? And you have to snake back to get to your – yeah, we're the third from the left on row four, and that's our table. And no, not us. We are large and in charge. We get that big old set and everything. We're gonna be looking pretty sweet. Everybody can walk up by us.
Ain't nobody walking past us, John. We're going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nobody going to see us till about – when everybody started walking in. I'm just saying.
People got to start coffee. About 8:30,
I'm just saying, man. They're looking at me like, why am I being a Debbie Downer? I'm being a realist. It's going to be 6 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nobody going to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Who going to be there? Yeah, they're going to be cleaning up the spot. We'll probably see folks rolling in about, 9:30? And then we're going to go out and try to, meet and greet. That'll be the first time in a long time that I probably stay at work for a while. Yes, people are going to be upset. All these athletes with their little attitudes and whatnot, we're going to be begging folks to talk to us. It's going to be a great time.
You mean we have to fight the other morning shows that are there?
You the one that should know this. You said you've been there before. You know how we roll with this.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be interesting, though. It's going to be interesting because I've never been a part of Radio Row for me. Been in the Super Bowl, but now on the other side of it. I'm excited to see what's going to happen during the week. Now, I'm going to say this again, and I've said this to my friends and all the ones that are listening from out of town or whatever, maybe Big Hay still listening from Muncie. Dog, y'all can't stay with me. I'm just saying, love you to death. You my boy. No, we ain't about to do that. We too old for that. Just saying.
Well, we'll be there, and yes, we will be large and in charge because we're gonna have the big old set, and it's gonna be nice. And I'm talking about the station in general. And maybe we don't get any of the benefit until the last hour of our show, but at least we get some benefit there. Scottie Pippen has come out and among others said something that was, I think, provocative. Now, anybody that knows who's been listening to this radio station since we flipped from Dave FM to 92.9 The Game 6.5 years ago knows that in those 6.5 years, I have a couple of pet issues that I keep going back to because they're very important to me. One of them, sports issues. One of them, of course, is the college football playoff. And these are just a couple of the pet issues I have for you. And the other is the rights of student athletes. And I am a huge proponent of the rights of collegiate student athletes in defense of their ability to transfer without waivers, and assorted issues that favor them because I want them to be treated like normal students, unlike every other adult in the country, and not put in some special, category. Having said that, we have seen these students start to take advantage of this transfer portal. We've seen students take advantage of the athletes take advantage of, protecting themselves going to bowl games to the NFL by skipping out on bowl games. And now Scottie Pippen has come out and said Zion Williamson ought to consider leaving Duke right now and stop playing for Duke. Just stop playing for Duke, quit the team, and just wait for the NBA draft. He ought to not risk any injury. He has nothing to gain. He is the lock number one pick. Why would you risk any injury?
I don't know how I feel about that, John. Now, I understand what he's saying. I really do. But we're what? Are we even halfway through the NBA and then other college basketball season?
About halfway.
Yeah, and I'm a proponent of memories in school, being able to play in bowl games and things of that nature. I'm a little old school when it comes to things like that. But at the same time, I do realize that the university is making a ton of bread off of you being an athlete, and when you're gone, you're not going to get any of that. Regardless of what happens, whether you go to NBA or not, you're not going to see any of that money. I get that. And it's a situation where it's a money-churning business. Like, when you're gone, they're going to get the next big name out there, and he's going to help the school make money and vice versa, all the other stuff. So it's really, like, the school isn't really losing anything outside of playing for probably a title. So, I mean, I get that. But at the same time, man, I mean, the best part of my years, like, I have some many left to go, but was my college years. Like, being in college. Like playing football, the camaraderie that I had with my teammates, the fact that like I was talking about yesterday, my man Brandon listening to the show in Muncie, we played together at Central State, stuff like that, and having inside jokes and stuff that you can joke with. I'm pretty sure he's gonna have all of that, but we played a championship game together and had those memories. So I'm a proponent of that, man. I kind of like the fact that having those memories of college, instead of going, you know, going for half a year, you know, and sitting out because I was the big phenom on campus. You know what I mean? You know, I'm pretty sure he's going to have memories, but it's not going to be the same as if he'd have taken it all the way through to the end of the season.
If, now, I don't know that Zion Williams is going to do this. If he does, I'm going to stand by him and say that I have the same exact response as I have to players who skip out on the bowl games. Okay, he's protecting his future. All right, fine.
You know, I agree.
I'm not going to get mad at him if he does this.
And I'm coming from a different perspective because I went to a smaller school and I didn't have the luxury of being – the highly touted guy that had the ability that everybody saw that I could sit out and say, oh, I'm chilling. I wasn't looked at like that. I had to prove myself at every stage in life. So I'm going to look at it differently. But if I'm him and there's no telling what he's being told right now or what he's projected to be, this is not going to hurt. If he sits out right now, John, he plays another game. This is not going to hurt him. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure you know you're gonna have all the pundits on television talking about how, you know, he shouldn't do this or this is a bad look and this is gonna set everything back. But is it really? Because if he doesn't play anymore, he's probably still gonna be the number one, number two pick in the draft.
He'll still, you're right, right?
That's, you know what I mean? That's the thing. Because right. there's no.
He can't improve his stock by playing.
But there's no repercussions.
Right.
That, like, you know, and we were talking about it yesterday, and. You know, they talk about NBA, it's the one-and-done rule, correct? It's the one-and-done rule.
Right.
And how this would probably affect the one-and-done rule. How's it going to affect it?
I mean, really. I think maybe there would be pressure, and this is kind of my hope. I'm not a fan of the one-and-done, and this might effectively end the one-and-done because I think there'll be such an outcry, you know, like from college basketball fans. The one-and-done rule is an NBA rule, not an NCAA rule. It's an NBA rule. And Adam Silver has said that he's considering ending the one-and-done and changing the rule so that it's more like the baseball rule. Baseball says you could go straight to baseball without having to go into college. Okay, you can go as an 18-year-old right out of high school. You can go into. So the 18-year-olds then could come out of high school like Zion Williamson, go straight to the NBA again like they did with LeBron and Kobe. But if you go to college, you got to stay for 2 years. In baseball, if you go to college in baseball, you have to sit out 2 years of the draft. So and so it's a two and done in baseball. But the benefit is you can go straight from high school to baseball. So that's what I would like to see the NBA adopt, is to allow those high school kids who can, who want to go to the NBA and don't want to go to college and take their chances. And if they fail in the NBA, there's plenty of other leagues, G leagues, Euro leagues. They can go somewhere else. And then those who go to college, then they have to stay for 2 years.
Yeah, but I think that with this, John. Part of the issue is, and maybe why the NBA has this rule, is because they want kids. Some of these kids are leaving too early. I'm thinking that's probably what it is. Some of these kids are leaving too early, and they're not getting the opportunity to develop as young players. And when you leave and go into the pros, or you put your name into the hat, then you can't go back to school.
Right, but don't we have other options now? I mean, we have a Canadian Basketball League. We have the one that LeVar Ball is doing.
JBA.
The JBA. You have the G League. You have, you
but
know,
those are not as prestigious, and they don't make that kind of money that they do in the NBA.
No, I understand that, but I mean, at least it's an option
isn't
for a kid.
That, but isn't that like a
JUCO is not as prestigious as, you know, Power 5 school either.
Yeah, is it like a feeder league?
Well, I guess it could be, right? I mean, in theory.
But I'm looking at it like all the guys that have played in these different leagues. Like, say, the Barball kids. They're not really getting a real chance to fully develop because they're not playing against the same kind of talent.
Yeah, I don't know that they even have went to college that they would. I'm just not sure that they have the game for it. But I understand what you're saying. But I hate to think that, you know, we see all the fails that have happened with guys going out of high school into the NBA, but we also see the successes too. And you know, I mean, LeBron or Jermaine O'Neal or. You know, pick a few. I mean, some guys benefit, Kobe. I mean, some guys benefit going to you know, college, and some guys don't.
I would say this, though, man. The thing that would be appealing to me about the NBA is, like, when you go in, if you go to the NBA, I mean, that money is guaranteed. You're going to get that bread. You're going to get that guaranteed bread.
Mm-hmm, right.
Regardless if you can, like, if you could play or not. When you sign that contract, that's your money.
I don't know that Zion will do this. But now that Scottie Pippen has floated it out there and put it in the air, you know he's going to be asked about it. And when he's asked about it, I wonder if he stops and thinks, yeah, I don't really have anything to prove here, do I? Well, This could just be a little interesting. Just keep your mind on that. And we'll see what happens. And somebody eventually will do that, by the way. Next up on this Wednesday, our first look into the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Now streaming anywhere on radio.com and the radio.com app.
We are killing it online.
Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now at radio.com and the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, everybody stand up.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. Is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, with the conference championships games going on this weekend, sort of asking you a question because we don't want to see the New Orleans Saints. Only AT in here would like to see the New Orleans Saints come to Atlanta for Super Bowl. But asking you at 92.9 The Game on our Twitter page, which team has the best chance to beat the Saints? Is it the LA Rams this weekend in that conference championship game? The New England Patriots, that would be in the Super Bowl, or the Kansas City Chiefs would be the Super Bowl game as well, or none. The Saints are going to win it all. Right now, 50% of people are saying the LA Rams, 30% say the Kansas City Chiefs, 11% saying the Patriots, and 9% saying no team will beat the Saints. I know we're going to be discussing this later on in the show, but just guys, early just names of teams that you think could beat the New Orleans Saints, if any at all.
Just UGG to the final option. That's all I have to say.
What do you mean the final Kansas option?
City. The last option. None. They'll win it all.
The Saints are going to win it all?
Yeah, I just said, my only reaction is no. I don't want it to be the final option. Ugh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Didn't know what you were talking about there. Got it now.
It was a little confusing.
Yeah, that was very confusing.
I was about to say, oh, so you're picking them.
No, I said UGG to the final option.
Oh, okay.
Well, good news if you are in Atlanta for the Super Bowl and want to go to your favorite adult establishment. So here's the deal. Adult entertainment venues in Atlanta aren't allowed to be open on Sundays unless they also serve as restaurants. So obviously bad news for the food-free joints that were hoping to take advantage of the thousands of extra people that will be in town for Super Bowl 53. But they weren't going to let the business opportunity go without a fight. So several of the city's popular strip clubs, including Blue Flame Lounge, the Cheetah, and Magic City, banded together. They went to city council to ask for an exception for Super Bowl Sunday, and they got it. So somehow no one found out about this meeting and reported it, but TMZ got a hold of this story. So those in charge also agreed to let the club stay open for an extra hour the entire week of the big game, so the lights won't come on in those establishments until 4 a.m. from January 28th through February the 4th. As far as the entertainment, Jackie, who owns the Blue Flame, this is all according to TMZ, says it has girls coming from Miami, L.A., New York City, Houston, Virginia, North Carolina, who meet all of their requirements. Mr. Magic from Magic City tells TMZ that they'll have professional pole experts in the house, some who danced with Cardi B at Coachella. By the way, all dancers are required to have permits in Atlanta, which cost around $350. So it means big money for the city, too, with all these girls coming into town.
One of the things, if you've never experienced a Super Bowl, is true. I mean, the Super Bowl doesn't just bring the best players in the NBA. It brings the Super Bowl of every walk of life with it. Okay? That's all. I'll just put it that way. How about that?
How you know, John?
Because I've been to plenty of Super Bowls.
John Frickie be knowing stuff.
John Frickie ain't been to plenty of strip clubs. He ain't been at many strip clubs. Not the ones that we go to.
Well, he said he never. Didn't you say you never been?
I'm with John. I don't go to the strip clubs.
No, I don't. No. I said I don't go anymore.
Because
I don't.
So you used to go to Magic City, John?
No, I don't like going to strip clubs because I don't like going to strip clubs. Same reason I don't like going to golf.
So you used to go to Magic City?
I don't want to watch. I want to play. No, I'm Magic City. I've never been to Magic City because it was after my strip club days.
Okay.
It didn't even exist. Matter of fact, I think Gold Club was after my strip club days.
Mm. Well, you know.
I used to take records in there. That's how long ago it was.
Cheetah used to be where the Gold Club was on Piedmont, right? Gold Club's gone, right?
I never knew that. I always knew it from this location.
Gold Club is gone. Yeah. Yes. And before it was the Gold Club, it was the Cheetah, the original location of the Cheetah.
Well, the Gold Club in a strip club version is gone.
Yes. Okay. Right. Yeah. But before the Gold Club, the Cheetah was there on Piedmont. And then moved down here because this was some like beach bar or something down here where the Cheetah is now here on Spring. All right. I see. I know too much about this, don't I?
John Fricke be knowing stuff. Well,
like, John said he didn't want to be a spectator.
Well,
very uncomfortable.
I hope he remembers that.
Eyes down.
If something happens, I told him he will be going to a strip club with me. Remember we talked about this.
No. You talked about
it. He didn't bet that. He didn't bet you, though.
No, I understand. I understand. But I told him I'm making an executive decision. He's going to have to go.
Then I get to pick the club.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
That's fine.
Lemon
I have a
peel.
With that.
What is that? John, do we want to know what that is?
Hey, by the way, is Clairvaux still kind of the Clairvaux as it used to be?
No, it's nice now.
Yeah, they redid it.
Oh, they did? Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's been remodeled,
It's
John.
So nice now.
Because there would be those late nights where you would stumble into the Majestic.
You can still stumble there. People still do.
You can still stumble.
And the ladies are still there. It's just a revamped look.
Gertrude is still there.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's where John will go, is the Clairvaux Lounge, AT, so get ready for it. Because he doesn't want to be a spectator. I'm still very uncomfortable with that. Well, it's been a few years since everyone freaked out about the so-called Polar Vortex game, and apparently it's back with a vengeance. The Associated Press says there's a chance that this weekend's playoff game between the New England Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs could be the coldest game in NFL history. Now, it's being held in Kansas City, and the National Weather Service is projecting an Arctic blast to settle over the city at game time. Temperatures at kickoff could range anywhere from 10 degrees to well below zero. They're predicting anywhere from -5 to 10 degrees. The record for the coldest kickoff at Arrowhead is 1 degree Fahrenheit. It was set in 1983 and tied in 2016. So we could see a new record low for game day temperatures. But yeah, the NFL history for the coldest game is December 31st, 1967. It was played in Green Bay, -13 degree weather. So we could see some really cold temperatures come this weekend in Kansas City. No, thank you. Being a spectator at that kind of game, no, thank you. And speaking of that AFC Championship game and potentially Tom Brady, Cleet Blakeman is going to be working the game. If you don't recognize that referee's name, he was a part of the Deflategate scandal, and Patriots fans are all up in their feelings that Cleet Blakeman will be reffing this game, and they say the fix is in.
Well, if you did not pick this up yesterday, the officials for the Super Bowl were named. John Perry will head up the crew that will officiate Super Bowl 53.
Was he one of the referees that hugged Tom Brady last week at the end of the game?
I don't think he's reffed a game in these playoffs. I've worked with him before, but I have not seen him or don't recall seeing him during these playoffs.
You guys think it's odd that the NFL would have Cleet Blakeman working the AFC Championship game after being involved in that whole Deflategate scandal? It just kind of seems...
I think given really the time, strange. They don't really, they're so far removed from it. I don't think it even enters the picture.
And, I think that they've been very proactive in regards to that particular area where they weren't proactive. The Deflategate scandal kind of let us know that they needed to be, the Super Bowl has its own balls, right? I mean, it has specific balls to
yes,
that game,
does.
Correct?
Agreed. But they also have special balls for the kickers. Because prior to each game, to give you a look behind the scenes, the kickers, the kicking balls are always supervised by a referee, and they're inflated before the game, mm-hmm. and they're under the care of that referee until the game begins, and then it's issued to each of the teams.
Okay. What?
You know, me and Daryl over here just acting like 5 years old.
Between the lemon peel and and the special ones, this is a funny show already.
Yeah, we have researched what the lemon peel is, John, and you will be going to the lemon peel yourself.
Do I?
Look
it
up.
Is it Google safe?
Yes.
There was a saying once from an old TV show, homie don't play that, so you'll be by yourself.
What'd you just put into Google? Oh. Well, have fun, John.
Well, you asked. You said I could pick the club.
Take it to the
limo. Leave me solo.
That's just interesting. That's
meow.
No judgment. Judgment free zone.
Ah, this is the way Wednesday starts.
Learn something about you every day.
What we don't know, what we do not know about Tack McKinley. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.